Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage this morning comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 26. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." It can certainly be said that the Beatitudes sound very strange to our ears. One might ask, how can people be happy if they're poor, hungry, or weeping? These proclamations go against how we usually view life. How often the teaching of Jesus compels us to reconsider how we typically view life. He proclaimed a God who favors the distressed and the downtrodden. Jesus calls them blessed because God is on their side and wants a more just and sharing world. Knowledge of our need can open up space for God to work in our lives, while in times of abundance, we can easily be self-satisfied and dismiss God. People often seek God with more motivation when their need is greater. We come before the Lord in our poverty, our hunger, our sadness, because it's in such times that we recognize that we aren't self-sufficient. Scripture tells us that as Jesus hung from the cross, one of the two thieves who were being executed along with him said to him, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." To this doomed man, Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It is when we are at our weakest that grace is at its strongest.